清洁好。
It is a pleasure to be here on Mother's Day.
母亲节来到这里非常高兴。
And today's topic, is an interesting one.
今天的话题是个非常有趣的。
And I remember growing up, there's one thing that I never liked to hear my mother say, but she said it all the time.
我记得我长大的时候总是有一件事情特别不爱听，但我妈妈总爱说。
One word.
一个字。
No.
No.
Every single time is always no.
不管哪一次什么时候都是 no.
Mom, Matthew has a birthday party. Can I go to? And you didn't even finish it. It's no.
妈，那个 Matthew 有个生日 party， 我能去吗？哎，没说完 ，no。
Can I go to? No. Can I buy? No. Everything's no, 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 no.
我能去，我能买，什么事都是 no, 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 no.
And so you get a little smarter, right, as you get older.
你长大，慢慢长大，已经越来越聪明一点。
So you decide to ask Dad instead.
所以你去问你爸爸。
But Dad's wise. He's been married for a while.
爸爸也很聪明，他已经学了很长时间了。
Hey, Dad, can I go ask your mother?
爸，我能去，去问你妈吧。
And then you go to your mom, you know what the answer is, but you gotta ask anyway. And you just said, Mom, can I? And then before you finish, the mom says no.
你还去问问你妈，想试试，但是还是没完的时候，没说完的时候，你妈就说 no.
And it is so absolutely frustrating.
非常让人沮丧。
You see, but the problem is that now that I'm older and I have my own kids,
问题是我现在长大了，我也有自己的孩子。
I realized why my mom was like that.
我意识到我妈妈为什么会那样做。
Because there's so much behind just that one word that is for the good of the person she's speaking to.
因为在那一个字里面虽然是一个简单的 no, 但它后面也包含了很多对我们有益的地方。
See, I always thought that she just wanted to ruin my life, right?
我总是以为她是想耽误毁坏我的生活。
But now that I'm a parent, I understand the meaning behind no.
我现在是个父母，我现在也明白了这个 no 的含义，后面是含义是什么。
But like my mother and my father,
也像我父母一样。
Now my wife and I are the same.
我太太和我也是同样的。
I just have to say, ask your mom.
我只需要说去问你妈妈。
Because she's going to automatically say no.
她会自然而然的说 no.
And the passage today that we're going to be dealing with is a passage that kind of reflects the heart of man.
我们今天要读的这段经文就是反映出这个人的这个心思意念。
We're going to look at two people, Ahab and Micaiah.
我们看两个人，一个是亚哈，一个是米盖亚。
And we're going to listen to and read about the heart of man.
我们要去倾听，也去理解人的心思意念。
But before that, let me pray for us.
之前我们先有个祷告。
So let's pray.
一起祷告。
Dear God, we want to thank you for all the mothers here.
主要为我们今天所有的母亲献上我们的感谢。
We thank you for the nurturing spirit that you've bestowed upon them.
主要感谢你赐给他们，让我们带领我们成长，带领我们长大。
That their heart would protect us all throughout our lives, even when we're older.
主要因为他们一生在保守我们。
We pray that we would understand a little bit more about you from Scripture today.
希望你让我们更多的可以通过今天的经文来了解你。
That you would give us wisdom because we lack it.
因为我们缺乏智慧，希望你赐给我们智慧。
Because we do not understand, so you have to give it to us through your spirit.
因为我们不明白，所以你的灵来带领我们明白。
We put this time into your hands.
我们把这一切都交托在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.
You see, people love to hear yes.
大家都知道，我们都喜欢听 yes.
I mean, if you've been working anywhere.You know that the CEO, CFO, CIO, they love people that just say, yes, 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 we can do it.
无论你在什么地方工作，你们公司的 CEO, CFO 等等都是想听下面的人说 yes, yes, yes.
And to be honest, those are always the worst managers.
如实的说，那些可能都是比较糟糕的管理人员。
Because everybody say yes, but it's impossible, and then everything, it goes wrong.
因为那些人都说 yes, 但其实不是什么事都能 yes, 所以很多事情都变得很糟糕。
Now, very rarely do you find somebody who accepts no.
很少有人去会接收别人说 no.
And someone who sits there says, okay, why do you say no?
大家坐在这想想，哎，你会问为什么会说 no?
And then they listen, and then they make a decision afterward.
他们认真地听，然后去基于这个再做一些决定。
almost never happens.
但是从来几乎不会发生。
You see, in Scripture, this king of Israel is actually King Ahab.
在经文里面，这个以色列王是亚哈王。
And I have to give you a little bit of background so we understand why he's doing the things that he's doing in this passage.
我先给大家一些背景，所以大家可以了解一下亚哈王为什么做他所做的事情。
So Ahab is the husband of Jezebel.
亚哈是耶西比的丈夫。
And Jezebel is the woman who you know to be evil from during the period of the kings, right?
耶西比是列王记里面这个比较evil 的这个比较evil 的一个人。
And so she was the one who fought against Elijah.
她是和以利亚作对的人。
And sent, you know, prophets of Baal to compete with the prophet of God.
他是用巴利的先知来去和神的先知来作对。
And things that Ahab did were typically because of his wife.
亚哈所做的一些事情，通常是因为耶西比他妻子所带来的。
She would always come up with the terrible ideas.
他总是有些非常恶劣恶毒的主意。
And this king of Israel would then follow through.
这个以色列王就接着他的事，接着他太太继续去做这些事。
But to understand Ahab, we have to actually understand the passage right before 1 Kings 22.
要想了解亚哈，我们也得认真地读一下列王记上22章。
And so in chapter 21, the very end, what happens is that Ahab actually repents.
但是在列王记21章，亚哈确实有些悔改的行为。
It says that the Lord was about to destroy his entire family.But then he repented.
神准备去惩罚他所有的一家人，但是他有悔改。
So the Lord decided, I will not destroy your family now, but your son's line is what is going to destroy your family.
神说他在世的时候我不降这祸，到他儿子的时候我必降这祸于他的家。
And so Ahab is half repentant.
亚哈是半悔改的行为。
And during this time, Israel and Judah, Israel the nation was split into two.
这段时间以色列一分为二。
And so he was the king of Israel.
他是以色列的王。
And Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah.
约沙法是犹大的王。
Now together, they were competing or fighting against Syria.
他们在一起与叙利亚作战。
And Syria owned this one city, in Israel that was very important, strategically important.
叙利亚拥有在以色列的这座城是非常有战略意义的。
And so Ahab and Jehoshaphat spoke to each other, said, "Hey, maybe we should team up and fight against Syria."
亚哈和约沙法一起商量说，哎，也许我们一起，结成联盟来和与叙利亚作战。
And so they got together, and Jehoshaphat's not a dumb king, right?
他们就聚在一起。约沙法也不是个也很聪明的人。
And so he asked Ahab, "Hey, we should first inquire of the Lord."
他说，约沙法说，我们应该先去问问父神。
And so, Ahab brings 400 prophets of the Lord together.
亚哈就把400个神的先知聚集在一起。
And he asked them, "Should we go into battle?"
他就问他们，我们应该去和他们打仗吗
？And all of them say, "Yes, the Lord will give the city into your hands."
他们都说去，神会把他们的城堡土地给你们。
But again, Jehoshaphat's smart.
约沙法还是很聪明的。
So he asked again, "Is there anybody else we can ask?"
他就问，还有其他的先知我们可以问吗
？So Ahab begrudgingly says, "Well, there's this one guy, Micaiah, but he always gives me bad prophecies. It's always prophecies that are evil against me."
约沙法很不情愿地说，还有一个，但这人总是指我说的预言，不说给予，单说凶言。
It's like if you have a guy at work, but all the reason what they always say is no, it's not doable. Right?
就像你工作中有一个人，那个人总是跟你说，哎，这事做不了，那事做不了，做不成。
What do you think about this idea? Nah, that's never, you're never going to get that done.
这个主意怎么样？你那肯定做不成。
And so, he calls over Micaiah.
他就把米盖亚找过来。
By sending a messenger.
通过一个送信的跟他说。
And the messenger goes to Micaiah and says, "Hey, just between me and you, can you please just give the same prophecy like the other 400 prophets? It's for your own good and it's for my good."
这个送信人跟他说，哎，就是我就是悄悄地跟你说，你就说和其他先知一样的话，这样对你也好，对我也好。
You'll save everybody a lot of aggravation.
这样让大家都不再有各种各样的困难。
And so Micaiah says, "I can only speak what the Lord has given me."
米盖亚说，我只能说神让我说的，告诉我要说的。
And then Micaiah goes before the king.
米盖亚来到亚哈王的面前。
And it says this, in verse 15.
在二十二章十五节，他这样说。
It says this, and when he had come to the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we refrain?" And he answered, "Go up and triumph. The Lord will give it to the hand of the king."
二十二章十五节这样说，米盖亚到王面前，王问他说，米盖亚啊，我们上去攻取基列的拉莫，可以不可以？他回答说，可以上去，必然得胜。耶和华必将那城交在王的手中。
So what you have to understand about this.
所以你了解这些。
The king must hate Micaiah.
这个亚哈王其实挺恨米盖亚的。
Because Micaiah is so sarcastic.
米盖亚是非常非常讽刺的在说。
How do we know he's sarcastic?
我们怎么知道他是非常有讽刺性的呢？调讽的呢？
Because immediately after the king says, "You have to swear by God to tell me what the Lord has told you."
因为马上王就对他说，你的向着神启示，说我的说的是实话。
So if you can imagine the conversations like this,
你可以想象这样的当时的对话是这样的。
King asked Micaiah, "What should I do?"
这个王问米盖亚，我该怎么做
？Micaiah says, "Go, be victorious. The Lord's put it into your hand." He says the same thing all the other prophets say.
米盖亚和其他的先知说同样的话，去，神总会把城都交给你的，一定会胜利的。
And the king gets mad. He says, "You better swear to God to tell me what." God has told you.
这个亚哈王很气愤，说你的向神启示，你告诉我的说是实话。
And so the Micaiah says, "I see the people of Israel scattered. Everybody should go back to their own house."
米盖亚说，这个以色列的民散在中山，散在山上，每个人都要各回家去。
And then King Ahab gets mad and throws Micaiah in prison.
那个亚哈王就又很愤怒，又对其他人说。
That's not fair, right?
这个很不公平。
You ask him to give you something, a favorable opinion.
你让他给你一些意见，一些很好的意见。
He gives it to you. You say no. Give me the real one.
你说你说不，那要给他一个真实的预言。
He gives the real prophecy, and you throw him in prison.
他给你一个很真实的那个说法，你又把他虐到一边去了。
And so you see that Ahab.Already has his heart set on what he wants to do.
亚哈其实在他心里已经想知道他要去做什么。
Because the reality is, all he wanted was someone to say yes.
其实事实的真相是，他只想听别人跟他说 yes.
He had multiple times when he could have backed out and said, "Hey, if the Lord says no, then I should back off."
他有多少次机会可以是说，如果神真的是不让我做的话，我会不去做这些事情。
But he only sought.To be answered yes.
他的想法就是想听到 yes.
Now Ahab, remember, I said that he was somewhat repentant, right?
亚哈记得我刚开始跟大家说，他其实有一些的悔改。
And so he understands the power of the God of Israel.
所以他知道了解以色列神的全能。
I mean, he's seen miracles before, right?
他看到以前看到过神迹。
Fire from heaven consuming an entire altar.
从天上来的火烧亮了所有的祭坛。
And then Elijah outrunning his chariot and rains coming down.
以利亚通过战车让这个雨下下来。
And so he knew how powerful the one true God was.
他知道唯一的真神是有多么的全能。
And so he wanted to plan for it.
所以他想用计划来。计划这一切。
He's too scared to kill Micaiah.
他也不敢 去杀害米该亚。
So he imprisons him.
所以他把他放到监狱里。
And the story later on says this: Ahab was so cognizant of what Micaiah said, he decided on a strategy.
他就特别关注米该亚所说的，所以他自己也制定了一个对应的策略。
He dressed himself as a regular soldier.
他把自己打扮成一个普通的士兵。
Told Jehoshaphat, "You wear the king's garments and go into battle."
让约沙法去穿上国王的衣服去打仗。
I'm going to hide as a regular soldier amongst the army.
我在我们的大军当中，打扮成一个普通的士兵。
He was trying to outsmart God, right?
他想去比神还更聪明。
And in the middle of battle,
在打仗的过程当中
，a random guy with a random bow and arrow.
一个很随意的人用了一个很随意的弓箭
，dunk, hits him.
就射向亚哈王。
And he gets hit. Not only does he get hit, because it says specifically in scripture that hits him between, one second here. This is in verse 34. Struck between the scale armor and the breastplate.
他不仅仅是打中他的这个弓箭，而且真正的像经文里面二十二章三十四节里面说的，恰巧射入以色列王的甲缝里。
And so, what that means is that he's fully armored.
他是那个意思，就是他是身上完全有盔甲。
But there's just one little gap.
但是呢，有一点点的小缝。
And a random arrow flies through the air, hits him in that gap, and kills him.
一个人随便开弓，恰巧射入这个甲缝里，就把他杀死了。
And eventually, the entire army scatters, and they lose the battle.
最后所有的军队就四处逃散，他们就丢失了这场战斗。
So why are we talking about Ahab so much?
为什么我们把今天讲亚哈王讲这么多呢？
Because Ahab is a direct reflection of the way we live our own lives.
其实亚哈王是和我们自己的生活其实有很多相似之处。
You see, I sometimes counsel a lot of high schoolers and college students and young adults.
很多时候我和年轻人、大学生、中学生做一些辅导的工作。
And so a lot of times they ask me very specific questions, right?
很多时候他们会问我一些很具体的问题。
So they'll ask me things like, "What is God's will for my life?"
比如说，神的对我在我生活中的旨意是什么呢？
And I say, "I don't know."
我说我不知道。
What did God tell you?
神对你们怎么说的？
I say, "No, no, no. More specifically, I need to know where God wants me to go to college."
他们又会说，不是这个，我是想知道神想我们去哪个学校。
I say, "Okay, well, what colleges are your choices?"
我问你们喜欢的大学是哪些呢？
Also, I got into Harvard, Princeton, Yale, MIT, Stanford.
我得到了哈佛、耶鲁、普林斯顿、MIT 的。
I scratch my head. I'm like, well, what about the state school or other schools?
我挠了我的头，我说，其他的重点学校或其他学校怎么样呢？
Oh no, we already rejected those because mom and dad said I need to pick from one of these.
我必须把这些不用考虑，因为爸爸和妈妈都不让我考虑这些，已经把从我的名单中拿掉了。
And so then I have to think in my head. So what you're telling me, you're asking me what God's will is from a list that your parents have already trimmed down to exactly what they want you to do.
所以我就在想这个，你问我神要你去哪个学校，但是这个名单里面已经是你父母做了一些选择和决定了。
So I ask him a question.
所以我就问他们。
What if God doesn't want you to go to any of these?
如果神不让你去这些学校，你怎么办？
Oh, I can't. I have to pick one of these.
那不行，我一定从这里面去选一个。
You see how interesting this question progresses, right?
你看这些问题慢慢的会演变成什么样子。
What is God's will for my life?
神对我的生活中旨意到底是什么？
Let me give you what I've already picked out so God can pick amongst those.
让我先告诉你，我已经先做出的一些决定和选择，神可以从这里面再选。
So who's truly made the choice?
谁是做了真正的选择呢？
You see, as a parent now, I understand a little bit more about how parents thought back then.
因为我现在也是父母，所以才慢慢的了解一些父母是怎么的想的。
Like the moment we had Ellie, my firstborn, she's four now.
Annie 是我第一个孩子，现在有四岁。她一出生的时候。
All of a sudden, I had to start thinking, oh, we need to open a 529 account. How much money do we have to put in? In 18 years, how expensive is college going to be? How much is the interest rate, the return, blah, 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 blah. And I try to research it.
我就会想到很多，他一出生的时候，他的那个教育经费发529这个应该存多少钱，每年利息有多少，现在的这个学校会有这么贵，到时候够不够等等这些事情。
And my wife is more into the schools than I am, right? I went to Rutgers.
我太太其实比我更关注这个学校，我去了那个 Rutgers 这个学校。
And she went to a really good school.
她去了一个很好的学校。
And so there's all this planning, right?
很多这些计划安排。
And then I think to myself, what if God told me, hey, no, she's going to marry a missionary and go be a missionary. She's not going to go to college. 哎呦。
我就在想，如果神的旨意是她去嫁给一个传教士，然后一起去传教，不去读大学，这怎么办呢
？But I'm a clever guy, right?
但是我是很聪明的人。
So I'll argue with God.
所以我就会一些讨论争辩。
I say to him, okay, how about she gets her undergraduate degree first?And then she can try out the mission stuff just in case it doesn't work out. She can always come back and go to med school.
所以我就在想，要不是这样，让她先去读个本科，读个大学，然后再去试试去传教。如果传教真的不行的话，她可以再回来再去读医学院。
And so we started from a very young age, calling her Dr. Ellie.
所以在她很小的时候，我们就会她叫她 Annie 医生。
Because I asked her one day, what do you want to be when you grow up?
我 有一天问他，你长大之后想做什么呢？
She didn't say, you know, like police officer or artist, or and she said, I want to be a doctor. I said, great.
他从来没有说我想做警察，我想做其他的。他只是说我想做医生。我说非常好。
But the question is, what happens if God says no?
但是问题是，如果神说不，下一步怎么办呢
？That's very tough.
非常有挑战的问题。
Look at Ahab. He thinks he is doing the right thing.
看看亚哈王，他觉得他是在做正确的事情。
He is the king of Israel, the chosen people of God.
他是以色列的王，是神拣选的子民。
The enemies of God, Syria, have taken a city from his nation and the people of God.
叙利亚以撒是神的敌人，他从以色列拿着掠取了这座城市。
And so he wants to conquer that city and take it back for God's people.
亚哈王是为了从亚撒那里面把那座城夺回来，是为了神的子民而夺的。
Isn't that a great idea?
难道不是一个非常伟大的主意吗
？Isn't it a righteous and holy action?
不是一个有正义，是一个圣洁的行为吗
？So he assumed that God has to check it off.
他自己就觉得神是肯定会赞赏的。
Because it sounds like a great idea, right?
因为这听起来像一个非常好的主意。
So God must follow what I've decided.
所以神一定会继续我所做的决定，赞成我所做的决定。
And so then, because of that attitude, he failed to listen to the word of God.
因为有那样的态度，所以他没有明白神的话语。
You see, the second thing that Ahab did was that he decided that he was going to follow through no matter what.
第二件事其实亚哈王已经决定，他不管是什么，他就会自己的独行前往。
I'm sorry, that's the first thing. The second thing is that he believed what he was doing was for God.
刚刚说的是第一件事，第二件事情说的是他觉得他自己是在替神行义。
We do that all the time.
我们其实很多时候都在做这些事情。
So I'm an accounting by background.
我是一个做财务的背景。
And so I'm a little weird. I like to do budgeting.
我非常奇怪，我喜欢做预算。
But not budgeting for like, you know, real bills.
但是不是为真正的事情做账单做预算。
I like to imagine.
我喜欢想象。
So I look at whatever's on the Powerball or Mega Millions right now.
不管那些大的这些乐透奖的里面是什么东西。
And I imagine if I won that money, what would I do with it?
如果我得了那些大奖，我该怎么去花这些钱
？So I have a spreadsheet.
所以我有个 Excel 文件。
And then I'll put in there, okay, $2 million to build a new house.
我会去写上，200万去建一个新房子。
$100,000 for a new car.
10万块钱买个新车。
Oh, I want a pool, so $50,000. I go list through all these things.
5万块钱做个新的游泳池，还有各种各样其他的事情。
And because I'm an accountant, I calculate all this after tax. Okay.
因为我是做财务的，我把这些都是算成税后费用。
And then I think that, oh, I should give my friends and family some money, so I give them some money.
因为我很爱我的朋友和家人，我也会给他们钱。
And then it's so interesting because even though I'm imagining, I always include one line.
因为即使是我在想象这些事情，但我总是有一行。
Tithe.
十一奉献。
How much am I going to give God?
我要给神奉献多少？
So I say, God, you know, normally it's 10%, but if I win this and you let me win this, 20% to you, okay?
通常是十分之一，但是神啊，你让我赢这个大奖的话，我也给20%。
And I think to myself, imagine how much good I could do if God, if you would just give me this lottery.
我心里就会想，神啊，你给我这个乐透奖，想象我可以做很多这么多的善事。
So of course, God, you must let me win because of how much good I will do.
所以神一定会让我赢这个乐透奖，这样你看我会做很多各种各样的善事。
And we all laugh because it's ridiculous, right?
我们都在笑，其实这是很荒谬的事情。
But if we trim it down to things that we actually do in life, it's the same.
但是我们联系到我们生活中的一些具体的事情，其实也是一样的道理。
We explain away and say, oh, no, this is for the good of God, good of the church, good of the whatever, and we add that on.
我们总是心里想着这个，哎，这个是为了教会，为了神，为了神的事情的好，所以我们把这些都加上去了。
We make a decision, we say that's good for God, and then we say, God, you must sign this paper.
我们已经做了一个决定，但我们对神说，哎，神这是对你有好的，所以神啊，你一定要让这个事情做成。
And we just want a yes.
我们只是想听一个 yes.
Ahab just wants a yes.
亚哈王就是想听一个 yes.
And when someone came before him and said, no, this is the word of the Lord, he refused to listen.
当有人来到他的面前说父神神的话是一个 no, 但他把这个人没听他的。
And not only did he refuse to listen, he tried to come up with a way around God's direction.
他不仅没有听这个人的话，而且是他有一些私下的有些做法，想摆脱，想逃避这些事情。
And in the end, he died anyway.
最终他也因这个事要死掉了。
You see, the difficulty of all this is that we forget who God is.
这些事情的难点是我们总是忘记神是什么。
We know of all the things that God can do.
我们知道神能够做的一切的事情。
But we refuse to accept the direction that He gives.
但是我们拒绝他给我们提出的，他要求我们走的那条路。
Because that's not what I want.
那不是我想要的路。
What I want is somebody to just tell me, yes, you can go ahead and do it.
我想听到的就是人告诉我们，别人告诉我们，哎，yes, 我们可以去那样做。
But remember how we were talking about Mother's Day, right?
我们也想想我们母亲节的一些讨论。
When moms say no, there is a reason behind it.
因为妈妈说 no 的时候，其实后面是有一些原因的。
As ridiculous as it sounds to us when we're growing up, there is a reason behind it.
就我们慢慢长大的时候，我们也能明白这些后面说 no 的这些原因。
Like if Ellie asked my wife, right?
Ellie 问我的太太
，Can I have candy for dinner?
我们能够我能晚餐吃糖吗
？And my wife says no, 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 you cannot do that.
我太太说不能吃，你不能吃。
To my daughter, that is the most ridiculous answer she's ever heard in her life.
从我女儿的这个眼里，那是世界上最荒谬的回答了。
I mean, candy is delicious.
糖是很好吃。
It's filling.
感觉很好。
Gives me energy.
让我有能量。
What could be wrong?
有什么问题呢？
But the mom says no anyway.
但是妈妈总是说 no.
Because the mother understands what the child needs.
母亲知道孩子需要的是什么。
And so when God tells us no, it's because God understands what His children need.
神说不，是因为神说知道他的子民们需要的是什么。
And in Kings, the entire story in the Book of Kings.
在《列王记》所有的故事里面
，What you have is you actually have a failure of Israel to recognize God.
是以色列的人，以色列子民去忘记了神。
If you remember when Saul was first anointed as king,
回想起扫罗第一次被告成王的时候。
Yeah, Samuel said, "You do realize that you are choosing the wrong path."
Samuel 对他说，你是已经走了一条不归之路。
And the nation of Israel said, "We don't care. We want a king like the other nations."
但是以色列人说，我不管，我们还是希望像其他国家一样有自己的国王。
And then all of a sudden, you get King Saul, then King David, King Solomon.
就这样，你有扫罗王，有大卫王，有所罗门王。
And then after King Solomon, the nation is split in two.
所罗门王之后，这个国家就一分为二。
And so when God said no the first time and the nation refused, they did not understand why God said no.
但第一次神说不的时候，以色列人没有听，他们没有明白神说 no 的原因是什么。
And through all of the kings into the prophets,
从所有的以色列的王到以色列的先知们，
the nation of Israel goes from a nation born from slavery into a nation in exile.
以色列从一个被奴役的国家，从变成一个流亡的一个国家。
All because when God said no, you should not do this, they said yes. We know what we want.
是因为这些都是因为神让他们不去做什么事情。他们总是说不，我们要自己做我们想做的事情。
And there's a phrase in Scripture that's super scary.
圣经里面有很多经文，其实非常让人惊慌恐惧的。
He told Samuel.Give the people what they want.
他对撒母耳说，让这些人做他们所做的。
And what that means is, God is removing His hand and saying, "You want it? Go ahead."
这其实意思说，神已经放手了。神在说，好像神在说，你们想要这些，你们去做吧。
We as Christians have to be careful not to fall into that same whirlpool.
我们作为一个基督徒，是我们真的要小心，不要用重蹈覆辙。
That when we hear God's voice saying, "Hey, you better think about it, or no, or maybe you should take a pause," we have to think about why God would tell us so.
当神告诉我们，你不能做这些，或者你要再想想的时候，我们真的是要静下心来，仔细的思考神为什么这样说，里面有什么原因。
We have to train ourselves not to only look for yes every single time.
我们得自己提醒自己，自己训练自己，神。说 no 的神
we have to train ourselves not to seek for yes every time.
我们得自己训练自己，不要去每次都是愿意去寻找那些说 yes 的。
But rather seek for God's guidance first.
总要去想寻求神的引导，神的教导，首先去寻求这些。
And in doing so, we can follow the path that God has given us.
这样做我们能够真的是能够。沿着神要我们的方向去走。
But you know, God is like mothers in a certain way.
父神也是从某种程度上来像和母亲是很相似的。
Or the other way around.
更正确的是，母亲像某种程度上像神一样。
Because God is gracious, He is kind, He is patient.
神是有恩典的，神是有爱的，神是有耐心的。
So even when we mess up.
即使我们做得不好，做糟了，
He always tries to bring us back to Him.
他总是要把我们拉回他身边。
No, that's difficult to understand unless you're a parent.
那是非常，除非你是个父母，其实是很难理解这些。
Because you never have to go through the difficulty of a child telling you don't know what you're talking about, but you're trying to think of what's the best for them, right?
因为你在没有经历过，你跟他们其实跟他们说不说这些时候，其实你在为他们的，利益为他们的想法考虑。
And so, obviously, human mothers and human parents are flawed.
显而易见的，人类的父母是有自己本身也是有缺陷的。
But God will never go wrong.
但是神是永远不会出错的。
See, Ahab had the issue.
所以，亚哈王有这个问题。
He wanted to make his own decisions.
他想自己做决定。
He believed that he was doing it for God.
他相信他是为神做事。
And that he tried to hide it when he tried to circumvent God's direction.
但是他想躲避神的给他指引的方向的时候，他就在躲避。
But we as Christians have to go opposite of that.
但是我们作为基督徒，都想这另外一个。
We should first ask God what direction He wants us to take.
我们首先得问神，寻求神，他给我们的旨意方向是什么。
And then we say yes to what he ever whatever he dictates.
他告诉我们的，我们应该说 yes.
And then in the end, if we follow those, then God directs us into the path that leads to eternity.
最终通过神给我们指明的方向，我们能够来到永恒。
Because he will do what is good for us.
因为他对我们有对我们好的，他会做的。
Because he's not only our Savior, but he is also our Lord.
因为他不仅仅是我们的救主，也是我们的主。
So with that, let me pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Dear God, we want to thank you for today.
主啊，我们感谢你今天的时光。
We thank you for all the mothers here.
我们为你今天所有的母亲献上我们的感谢。
We pray that today, Lord, that you would bless each and every single one of them.
主啊，求你保守每一个人。
Would you watch over them?
求你看过他们。
Would you watch over their hearts?
看过他们的心思意念。
That they would be able to lead their children towards you.
他们能够把他们的孩子带到你那里。
And that they would be examples to the rest of the world of what it means to follow Christ.
有世上其他的人，他们也做出一个非常好的榜样，就是如何去效仿你。
And we pray and we thank you for giving us examples like Ahab in Scripture.
我们也感谢你在经文里给我们像亚哈王这样的例子。
May you give us wisdom far beyond what he had.
给我们远远超过他的，赐给我们远远超过他的智慧。
And that you would guide us each and every single day.
每天每日你都来引导我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.